It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you today. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. It's a private group, so no one from the outside world can see what we're saying, and I'll be opening the room to your questions today. It is 12:03 p.m. Sorry for the little delay. Skype had a mind of its own this morning during this retrograde cycle. And it is December the 2nd, 2024. Happy holidays to all of you. I know that it's been a doozy of a year and an even bigger doozy of a season. So I'm sure you're all coming down from that Thanksgiving holiday here in the States, and I want to hear from you all about it. I'm definitely in the mood to do readings. I know coming after the new moon, I think it always gives us a little bit of a jolt, that Sagittarius energy. And I saw somebody write earlier in Mark's show that they love the Sag season, and I do also. So hello, Ms. Jennifer, thank you for being here, and thank you for that post. Lori, love, you are so cute. I love that photo of you. Lori just made a sticker of herself. Hello, hello, Patricia and Maya. Maureen, hello, and Lynn, Ms. Perez, good morning to you, and everyone else. Kelly, hello. Everyone else, Renee coming in. And I want to go ahead and refresh. It is, now I'm going to, I have to do a little whining before we begin. But in any case, it's a very chilly day. I have a lot of nerve to come in here and whine about the weather, but I am. And because we went from the 80s to the 40s, so it's very chilly for us, and I'm still trying to adjust to it. Really, I have to remember when summer arrives, because I'm already freezing with like a couple of days. I have to remember to be grateful for those 110 degree days, you know? And so I think that we have to, it is nice because we get to feel the season. And most often we do not. So it does feel like Christmas season here. And our town is very lit up. So I know it's going to be a very fun. It feels fun this year. I know some of you are traveling, so please be cautious when you are, because I have been hearing a lot about the COVID virus still coming back around, especially on airplanes. So go ahead and wear your mask without care for what anybody else thinks about it, and take care of yourselves, please. Okay. So I just want to put that out there, because I had a few cases this week, and it just seems to be people coming off of airplanes. It seems to be very busy. And so I want to remind you of that. I want to talk about the retrograde for a little bit. I know we have a lot of planetary movement going on, and we'll leave that up to the astrologers. But psychically, I do use the planets to tap it. And, you know, so far I'm saying, all right, we got 13 days left. It's one of those retrogrades that really so far is not requiring a lot of attention. And I hope you're having the same experience. I'm sure there are other reasons for that going on. But at the same time, I feel like we have to remember, you know, it's Cyber Monday, so there are some great deals out there. And I'm laughing as a Virgo rising, because you guys, I am definitely coming off of the Thanksgiving holiday where I absolutely did not have to lift a finger, which is strange for me. Nevertheless, the children did a great job, and it was very good and very Sydney did most of it, but it was a very, very warm and wonderful day for us with the family. But and we haven't been together for many years. And I think when we're not, we forget. And all of you, I'm sure, forgets what it's like, you know, when we go years without being together, we kind of adjust to that. But then when we are, it's definitely sweet. And it's very strange. And I'm thinking about the retrograde season, and I'm thinking about there's actually new memories being made even in a retrograde season, because we get to redo certain things and bring in and introduce or reintroduce certain things that we haven't seen or had in a while, you know. So I definitely remember a lot of that. And for me not to lift a finger was really challenging, but I made it through, and I'm excited to say that I feel the change, and I'm sure many of you feel changes no matter what you're going through. I thought long and hard about this for since Thanksgiving Day, because my daughter made a comment about Psychic Cat, and I guess I'm still adjusting to shifting or questioning. And I'm saying this out loud to you guys because I obviously I'm looking for your opinions and your thoughts on it. But I think that part of me, as I created the Intuition Hour to try to broaden a base and be with you all in different ways and different levels and layers, because over time, after 40 years of being a reader, I think we bring in and introduce many tools, and I always like to joke and say weapons, but that whole psychic cat vibe hasn't left me. So the psychic energy is super high, and I'm reconsidering bringing it back. And I think Mark Huston is the one who said, and bringing back my title, I think Mark Huston is the one who said, just let's remember we could bring it back one day, you know. So I am thinking about it. I don't know if it's a retrograde moment. I'm still the same psychic cat, no matter how we cut it, but I am thinking about the show title and things like that. So I could tell the retrograde's bringing back some memories for me, and I know for you as well. I'm sure you go back into certain things that you maybe say, wait a minute, why did I do this again? What is this? And I'm rethinking. So let's see what happens and how that plays out moving forward. But I'm definitely feeling that vibe. So, and you know, we think, I guess we go through these changes, and I'm sure many of you do and have, but I don't know. I want to revisit it a little bit and see what happens. And maybe we'll do it in the, you know, in the new year with perhaps more of a teaching vibe or something like this, but we'll probably bring that back a little bit. So I just wanted your thoughts on that for a minute before we get going. I'm actually going to get going now. I'm looking at the time already, and we lost a little bit. So let me come into the room and say good morning to all of you coming in. If you have a question, I think what my point is about the retrograde is that we go back into these mindsets and try to renew certain things, or maybe bring it back. Hold on one sec, here we go. We try to maybe bring it back from another time and place to see if we can redo it or renew it in a better way, you know? And so this retrograde, I do feel like, and I'm saying this out loud and I'm laughing at the same time, because I love the Sag energy no matter what we do. No matter what we say or think, it does bring back that positive energy after that intense cycle of Scorpio. And so I hope you're all vibing with that. I hope you're excited. I hope you really, really enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. We have some telemarketers today calling, so I had to make sure I signed out, but I know I did. And anyway, sorry about that. But I think that we have to go back and realize that anything that we want to redo or recreate is going to be positive during this cycle. So I hope you're finding this retrograde a little easier. I hope you remember that there are good deals out there. So, and I hope you've been finding that. Somebody says to me, well, I don't know if I want to... purchase this thing in a retrograde or sell the retrograde or, you know, anything with exchanges, you know, these things happen and they turn out to be miraculous and sometimes bring many blessings along with it when we take these actions during the retrograde. So don't let it deter you from doing what you want to do. Erica, good morning to you. And I love that you're here. And thank you so much. Erica is with us this morning from across the pond. And I love you too. You just made my day. And I think I saw what you said earlier also, and I was going to shout out, but don't want to interrupt in the middle of Mark's time. But I definitely love what you said, and I love your presence here. Thank you so very much. It's a gift that you're here from over there. And I've been definitely sending you love too, and I'm happy you're here. Thank you. I also... I feel like you're going to have a big year, and I just want to say this because I was vibing on you too. So, and I'm not used to you being here, so I'm super tickled. But I think you're going to have a big spring, and I don't know if you're writing or plan on writing or putting something out this spring, but I feel really strongly about it. And I also feel like it's going to be magical. Like you've never, I don't know if it's the channeling that you're doing that's coming to the surface or your psychic energy is super high, but I really, really feel like you're going to pull. And I say this jokingly, but I really feel like you're creating something or bringing something into the world by springtime that is going to be really spectacular. Not that it hasn't been already of what you bring, but I just think there's like a little icing on the cake coming up for you this year. Okay. So I do hope that resonates, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Let's take a look. Good morning. Good morning to all of you coming in. Let me go ahead and refresh so I can see all of you. Maureen, good morning to you. She said it's a chilly 34 degrees here, but actually not complaining. All right, that's good. Barely freezing. I love it. Who else? Quelly, good morning and Jim to you. Suzanne, hello. It's 35 in Connecticut. I know, when I saw 44 this morning when I woke up, I was like thinking of deja vu. But we're, of course, warming now, and I still have to adjust. It's really weird. Oh, it's 59. In any case, it's, you know, it's definitely something to get used to. You would think I was in Alaska by the way I act and look, you know. But in any case, I have 4 layers of clothing on, all of that. So, all right. Catherine sent a beautiful photo from... Ireland this morning. It's gorgeous. And she said she hopes we had a wonderful celebration. She's definitely said she missed Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's very nice to see you. Beautiful photo. And I think any kind of change, I think one of the key things that I've been really thinking about and wandering through is how much not only acclimation. We acclimate as humans. Change is our only constant, you know? And I know for some of you artists, I don't know, Jennifer, you may have tapped into this a lot, but or you, Erica, many of you who are intuitives, and I'm reading a lot about wabi-sabi right now, and I've never experienced the lessons or teachings of it, which is really, really cool about how we live some of this all the time, but really finding truth through nature and how things exist and how really, even as readers, when we have outcomes for you all, an outcome is an outcome for a specific situation, but then it's going to change again. And so it's forever changing, and we want it to change for the better. We look forward to it changing for the better, but it's an ever changing like the only constant thing is change. So our outcomes are really fun ways of expressing, okay, this is how it's going to be for now, but then we get to look forward to something brand new from there. So we have another outcome and we continuously change and challenge ourselves through all these different things. And I love, thank you, Lynn, for that. I think so, Joni, you too, Psychic Cat. And I guess I am having a retrograde moment with you guys, and let's see what we do, okay? All right, so, but I'm just like, why not, you know? I don't know. I think that Sag energy makes me feel a little bit forward and bold. And if you want to do anything right now in your lives, this is the energy that you use to inspire you to move, with or without a retrograde, of course. And we get to experience some of that Sag energy without it, even though Mars will, and I'm sure Mark talked about the Mars retrograde, and I'm sure there'll be more, but with the Mars retrograde ahead, it's so nice. To me, it's like, okay, we get to take a step back and again, redo all of the retrogrades that occur all year long, on and off, up and down, in and out. They give us a chance to be more human, really, and to slow our roll, perhaps, or really reconsider I think coming into that new year, those exercise programs are going to kick, you know? So I definitely love that, and I'm very excited about it. Okay, so let me just say, Erica did say, she's writing, of course, a case of which book I bring out for. Okay, good. I'm planning on sound healing gong baths with the dragons. I love that. I'm vibing with you as well. I feel really, really good about it. I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait, all right? So happy you guys are here. Joni, let's take a look at you. Let's pull a few cards for your future coming into the new year. Has anyone else ever heard of that wabi-sabi? Because I'm like, a whole new world opened up over here, and it's kind of interesting and also makes it's common sense in a way of how we live and like to live. And it's really the whole concept of yes is more, but also more even intuitively how we can change and grow through our intuitive practices and what may call you becoming more intuitive with yourselves. I think sometimes I want to say be shameless about it and just do what calls to you, because sometimes we forget that we have our own way. And I think comparing ourselves to others is really futile in all of this, because if you have your way, if something, what calls you today may not call to you tomorrow, you know? So I really feel a lot of that coming. And for the new year, I hope you really do tap into something that, like Erica, with her sound healing and the dragons, and how cool is that? Like really something, to tap your, you know, sink your teeth into and tap your foot about. I'm thinking about this wabi-sabi as really a way of life, in a sense that allows us to bring more nature into our homes or more nature into our spirit, and really seeking truth in all of that. Because the weather patterns made me start thinking about it, and then it led me to this journey, you know? So, all right, Joni, let me take a look at you first. I feel like the computer is a little wobbly this morning, so thank you for your patience. All right, hold on now. I think I want to... I feel the number three, very, very lucky number three for you. And honestly, living in more truth with the new year and a big, huge opening. The spirit of generosity is definitely coming your way. I see it tapping at your door. And I also feel like you're going to have some new work that's going to bring much more income for you. So I feel great about that. Staying open to receive is super important right now. And also being honest with yourself is even more important. It brings abundance. It brings more goodness. And I feel very, very good about that. So I hope that makes sense. And you'll come back and tell us. I think when we worry, and look, you know, the rules are meant to be broken. Let's face it. And at the same time, there are certain things about the universe we really can't ignore or deny. And sometimes they sound cliche, but I do believe when we worry about things, it worry is we say, you know, we talk about worrying and we talk about, it's like sitting in a rocking chair going back and forth, it gets us nowhere. We have all these things, but as human beings, we are prone to worry about things that we don't have or that we need or that we have to, you know, we have a desire for and things like that. And it's like a watched pot of water waiting to boil. Sometimes we kind of focus too hard or we try too hard. And then we're like, ah, the universe is kicking our ass because we're trying too hard. And maybe you're not supposed to be trying too hard, which, by the way, Joni, I feel for you, kind of a let go as long as you're being honest with yourself. And then things are going to unravel in the right way, in the right order. So I'm getting some of this for you, that watched pot of water never boils. I love the Sag energy if we think about the card of the Fool, because the card of the Fool is about letting go and letting God. And I don't know if you all remember, I'm having another retrograde flash here because there were, Bill, if any of you remembered Bill, you know, Bill had a vision he couldn't see, he was blind on the sight for many, many years. And I used to hear him talking about the Fool card. And he'd say, sometimes being that blind person, not being able to see, is really like the Fool energy, you know, letting go. Like you have to let go because you're not going to be able to visually see it. But if you let go and let God, the time will come, you know, and this great adventure will occur from it. And so it was like being a, he was saying what the good part about being a blind man is, because you just never, you know, it was like really a cool analogy of the card. And I really got a lot from it. And the Sagittarius vibe is so like that, because we will want to take a little more risk where we normally don't. And so if we could just embody this energy for the next week or two, no, let's say, yeah, we'll just do it for 2 weeks. Through the retrograde cycle, to really let go and say, let God or let the universe, whatever your higher power is, whatever that feels like for you, to not focus too much on what it is you want and to really believe for once that it's going to occur, or by taking that risk, or by really understanding that this could occur, you know, instead of saying, oh, God doesn't like me. I hear that sometimes. The universe hates me. It's not working with me. It's not giving me what I want or what I'm demanding. And then we get angry before we're supposed to be angry, you know, this kind of thing. We can't help our emotions at times, but letting go and letting, being the Fool. If we embody the Fool energy during the Jupiter cycle, let's see what can come out of it. So that's what I'm going to challenge you all to for 2 weeks today through the retrograde period. Let's see what happens when we do. Okay. And that doesn't mean avoid your, nor your responsibilities or your day-to-day life. And, you know, we're not happy-go-lucky and fancy-free every minute of every day. Tend to your lives, but also with that one great thing that you want. Let's see what happens when we can let go and let God and see if the universe is going to work with you to bring you progress towards that area or bring you what it is you truly wanted and forgot about now, okay? So let's check into that. So Joni, I'm feeling this, and I really think we're going to have a much easier time ahead and a more abundant time as well, all right? It's a catch-22 to put out that vibe of worry, even though we can't help it as humans. And let's see who's next. Jennifer, for you as well, I feel an expansive time is coming. And I believe for some reason, you may even have an opportunity to get involved with a company or something like this, like a an organization who there's like a product or products or something like that that is really personally fitting for you, or maybe it could be even like supplements or energetically healing like something to heal yourself with, or the or your people, you know, there's something like this, an add-on bonus, I don't know, something that resonates that normally wouldn't. That's how I feel. Okay. All right, Denise, lots of love headed to you. She says she's home with the flu. So many things coming up to reflect on. I love that you're writing to paper. This retrograde is a doozy. Let me just pull a card for you. I think it's a doozy of a season for sure, but I also like the Sag energy because it gives us a little bit of a boost. Take a peek. I would definitely feel great about your writing in the new year. But when the sun goes into Virgo, I know this is a long, there's something you're putting out to the world that's going to be really good. And that's not until next September, Denise, but I feel a big project coming this year for you. So I love that. All right, let's take a look. Judith, you're going to be right behind Denise, okay? All right, let's take a look. But the retrograde is a doozy, she says. I'm sorry you're under the weather. It's terrible. But I love the fact that the retrograde is bringing you back to your writing, which is good and it's significant. And I feel very good about that. Of course, they're showing me your bug. And I do believe, you know, you're going to auspiciously fall into something, or something is coming your way that's really going to help you. I also feel like the universe is really encouraging you to take it easy in your physical body as well. I wish it wasn't so challenging with the flu, but I also believe you're meant to slow down for a minute and get back to things like your writing, which is very, very positive, okay? I see some maintenance also where your physical body, I think you're gonna bring back some, I don't know if it's yoga, stretching, Pilates, I see body movements coming. I feel like you're going to move slowly into a new routine in the new year. So this time frame, in this journey of staying, you know, I want to say with you staying a little bit isolated in that you have the flu, you're doing some writing, you're slowing down. It's also going to bring you to this place of saying, all right, I want to move this way, or this feels good to me, or really getting in touch with your physicality in the new year. I love that for you, okay? So that's going to be good as well. I see body changes too, in a very good way. All right, so remember, maintenance will also be a word for the new year for you, and your writing is going to really come in to the picture, okay? All right, Judith, let me read what you said here. I love that you said this, because she said she's got this great time right now between jobs to completely rearrange everything in every room. A great release. She's using all these RE words, which is what we're supposed to be doing right now. She said she's got a lot of Gemini, Venus, Mars, and Ascendant, and everything has a home and a purpose, which is now repurposed, which I love. And what Wabi Sabi is talking about, how I don't know if you all have heard of it or not, but I'm like, what is Wabi Sabi? It's a Japanese form of art in some way, but it also contains a lot of wisdom of the universe, a lot of understanding about how we connect to nature. And as intuitives, you know, or psychics, whatever it may be, we get a lot of guide energy from our animal friends and our nature. And I remember back when I felt like the trees used to speak to me, or perhaps you all have gone through things like that, or you get a message from a butterfly or whatever it may be, or the animal totem that you see next door. And all of these things feel like less is more, because we are surrounded in this nature. And so when we repurpose things, it feels like a very authentic, natural state of being. And what it's sharing is really how less is more. So by repurposing everything, we're kind of in that zone of sinking in that you are doing like what the universe is calling you to do. And so it feels so good to refresh your space and to repurpose or rehome certain things that feels like less is more. And I love that too. So I do think you're vibing on that. I do. I'm using that word vibing today, Erica. Thanks to you and Jennifer and everyone else here. But it is kind of in the air, you know? So let's go to, where did you go, Judith? I want to pull a couple of cards for you. All right, let's see. Oh yeah, you're going to find joy in what you're doing for sure. And joy, more joy, you're allowing for more comfort. But also there's a feeling of safety around what you're doing as well. I think anytime we feel safe, it's a really good thing. And I see a shift in your energy because of it. And I also see you maybe learning about new topics, broadening your horizons as well, and bringing in a different culture. Just like I started to dig into this Japanese wabi-sabi thing, but for yourself as well. Like, and it doesn't even have to be anything having to do with design or anything like that. It has to do for you more with learning a new culture. It could even be a new language. And I love that for you, because this is what you're going to see in the new year, okay? Broadening your horizons, connecting with a foreign culture of some sort. And there's like a more global flair to what you want to reach out and do. So you may be even connecting in a broader way with other people. But I definitely feel like any kind of newness around new culture would be good for you as well. And I really feel like you're going to explore some of that. So let me know about that. Broadening your horizons is going to be your key to the new year. And guys, I'm already talking about here. So if you have something in this moment that you need help with, please don't hesitate to ask. But I could tell my vibe is going forward. So you could bring me back a little bit if you need to, no problem. Sometimes we like to take it a day at a time, and it does help. All right, two more. I have two more of you here that I want to, Larry, you're first. She said she finished a supplement that I had seen last week and it helped. She thinks it helped. And she started taking her magnesium and turmeric before bed. This week she's getting estrogen cream. Okay, I love all this. I do feel like it's going to help. I am on a turmeric kick soap. And now I ordered some spray. I'm on this. I'm being called to this for some reason. I never have before like this. So I do believe it's in the air, and I like it. I like that we're kind of sinking that way. I pulled the Ten of Cups. You're going to feel healthier than you have in a really long time, and it's going to make you happier in your spirit and in your physical body. So I do see victory after some struggle with your body coming up ahead, and these changes that you're making are going to bring you some ease. This is another retrograde truth, like we're redoing or realigning you with what's going to work for you. And we have an opportunity to make it happen in a very positive way, instead of like sometimes these retrogrades are like, they bring you those breakthroughs you need, And so it's not all, sometimes it's not what it's cracked up to be, but when we feel these miracles coming through, I think that it really does prove a point that the retrogrades can be super good. And so let's see if any of you're going in the right direction. I feel this strongly. I also have the puppy vibe. So do not be surprised if in the new year you attract another one, okay? All right. Or maybe you know what it is, Lara, you're probably going to be taking on some for someone else, like care, you know? I like that. Oh, Renee, you want to talk about Wabi? It's WABISABI. Now, somebody said that there, Chris, thank you for that. She said there was a store in New Mexico named Wabi Sabi, and she said it had all kinds of, yeah, it's really Zen. And I love the way it blends nature, because it was for me, personally, and hopefully for all of you, I think it affirmed why I love nature. And why I love to get the messages from the animals, and returning to a little bit of that, and just really feeling one with the earth, you know what I mean? And so, and Chris, it talks a little bit about the Zen energy about it and the peacefulness that it brings in. It's very intriguing, and I'm definitely going to bring more of it, but to share. But it's also just another interest that is when we're on a journey, when all of you are on the journey of the empath that you are, I think anything that you take on to inspire you is very much a blessing, And I really believe that there are things that will happen for me after 40 years on this path or more, but 40 years of doing readings and stuff. Anytime I'm re-inspired to bring more purpose to the mission, I think it's good. And I think all of you will learn this over time as well. So I think you know what I'm saying. You bring on something new, and it's very enticing. It's encouraging. And whatever it is you take from it, it's just like taking a world religion class. I don't know how many of you have, but it was one of my most favorite times in my life, because any kind of world religion, learning about the belief system of others, you will realize that there is something synchronized in every belief system that you will believe in as a human. And it brings a lot of wholeness into your world, I encourage that as well. It's before we, that's why we don't judge, because we never know what good is going to come out of someone else's beliefs, no matter how different they are to someone else's or your own. And I say we don't judge, we judge, we're human. But we don't want to judge someone else's beliefs, and because we really don't know everything about them. So we kind of heed that a little bit, take a step back, bring more in. Pamela, hi, good morning. Removing clutter and other things that are blocking her path. I did a simple thing recently, and this is just a silly idea, or maybe something that came across my psychic whim, whatever the whim was in the moment. And I thought, oh, I have this puppy playpen. I had it behind the door. I'm like, what are you doing? You're blocking the space. No lie. As soon as I simply removed this little item, I feel like a lot of the world opened up. And even though it's, and I'm not saying this thing held me down or whatever it is. I don't want to get too crazy about it, but it really did open up my something, you know, I could tell it just did something to my space. And so I love that when I moved it, even if it was just a mental process for me of saying, oh, I got this open doorway now, like I'm, there's no need for this little kennel folded up back here or over here blocking some space. So we freed it up and put it on the shelf where it belonged in the garage, you know? And so, but it was a security measure for, you know, in case I had to like put one of the dogs up to safety. So I'm always prepared. So letting go of that, piece of me where that, even letting go of that always preparedness made me feel more open to something new. And so it's just definitely an eye opener, but just that little thing made me seem different, you know, or look at things differently, or maybe take more, to me, that's like, oh, not being prepared for something is taking a risk. So I felt good about it. All right. I think you guys follow along what I'm saying. I always have a backup plan, especially when it comes to the puppies. All right, let me take a look here and see who's next. But I appreciate all of your comments and your enthusiasm about joining me on this bit of a learning adventure. And life is a constant learning, of course. And Mindy, I'm coming to you, and I'm so happy you're here today. Let's take a look and let's everybody send some good vibes to Mindy today, because we're definitely on the hunt for a new job. Let's take a peek. Something you considered in the past is going to bear fruit ahead, and more information is coming to give you strength. Just remember to be honest with yourself. I do see you releasing some anxiety and also a physical issue that you're going to correct. So I love that. You're carrying a lot of tension in your back. So I think anything you could do to remove some of that by maybe even gentle, like walking and stretching and things like that. I feel a lot of physical movement coming up ahead. You're definitely coming out of a disappointing cycle into a brand new cycle, okay? So let me just take one more peek. I love that you're here today. Yeah, you're going to see a big shift, especially one more moment of fear. Your daughter has a message for you that's going to be very, very helpful. And I do feel some support coming from her, but I see a new opportunity coming within this month. And I also feel, you know, letting go of things that are no longer going to serve a purpose moving forward, and you're going to go through this huge release. But something is coming that you've already thought about that you're going to go back to. And I do believe that it's going to happen quickly, okay? So I'm sure we'll talk more, but I'm glad you're here today. Okay, Tyler, good morning. Marty, Jonathan, hello, hello. I hope you guys are staying warm and you had an amazing holiday. I did get to talk to Tyler on Thanksgiving, which I was thrilled about. And I'm super happy you guys are here today, okay? Hi, Ty. We'll talk again soon. I'm happy you're here, all right? Who am I missing? I feel like I'm missing someone. Mary, let's talk to you. Lara said that world religion. Yeah, I did take it in college. I actually minored in that world religion. It actually changed my mind. I think that one, two, I want to say three semesters that I spent studying, I really feel like it was the biggest, and this says a lot, and I know you all know, you have life, it changed my views on the world, you know, in every way. And it really made me feel more open to everyone. I'm glad. And I will encourage everyone to do it. And maybe just pick something to study, or even one religion at a time, or whatever it may be, instead of feeling so afraid of it, to really, really learn about these things. It helps so much. It helps you understand people in every, you know, in many different ways. I can't say every way, but definitely in every way. All right, let's take a look. Thank you for that, Lara. I think when we're younger, we don't realize it. And then as an adult student, it was very, very helpful. And as a reader as well. Definitely helps you relate. Mary, let's take a look at you. I see the reconstruction during the retrograde, which is also a joy and probably a royal pain in the rear, but I love that you're doing it. And I believe in a lot of this. Something is, you're going to alter something else again. And I feel that as well. Also, Mary, somewhere you were planning on going, I see a change of plans, and I do think it's a trip. Or if I don't know if you've been talking about it. I don't know if it's in the works. I feel like you're going to alter something. I don't think it's a small trip either. I definitely feel like you're going to change something. You're definitely reconstructing a foundation that becomes more solid as well. And I like that. So at first it feels like, oh, good Lord, you know, even in your home, in your, you may change a journey that you're supposed to take next year that's going to alter in some way. Any kind of change that you make now in the retrograde are definitely going to show up for the better, but it's going to be, you know, there's going to be like an annoying moment and then everything's going to work out. So just remember I'm saying that, okay? Also, older family members, relatives, anyone like that, I feel like you're going to be tending to someone's needs a little more in the new year, going into another kind of caretaker role, but that's okay. Even if it's your partner, I mean your husband, I just feel like somebody's going to need some TLC. So you're going to be moving into a more nurturing, I feel, area too, coming up ahead. And I do hope that helps. I feel like you're getting ready for something, you know? And sometimes we pull, like in the past, you see the tower energy. Sometimes we get nervous about that tower energy, but the tower actually tears things down to rebuild them on a more solid foundation. And the biggest metaphor I can use is your kitchen. That's like how it tears down and rebuilds. Well, your certain things in your life are going to tear down and rebuild as well. So just know, and I feel like your dreams are going to be telling you more too. So there is any kind of disappointment from the past, that kind of thing, really, really turns into a renewal for you ahead. So I see that, and I hope, okay? All right, let's take a look. Pamela and Renee. You all are definitely going to I don't know if you guys are going to be renewing. I feel like you're going to be renewing your space. You have a renewal in yourselves. Like for this year, and I'm reading, I'm doing this for both of you because I feel like you're really aligning. I don't know if you're friendly with each other or whatnot, but I feel like you have a lot in common from your past in some way, in like a big way. But at the same time, I also feel like yourselves, your happiness within yourself is going to be very, very good. Okay. So I love that. Ms. Perez, I'm going to write to you about that. Okay. Because it's a little too much to get into on the air, but I will say something to you later today. Okay. Everything is okay, but I definitely see a little bit of a concern in you. So I want to make sure you're okay there. Gail, I'm sending you a ton of love. I'm so sorry that happened. And I do feel a full recovery, so please take it easy. I feel very, very well. I feel very good about your healing, all right? And you, Gwen, you too, thank you so, so much for coming. Last minute, I'm just seeing you now, and for everyone just coming in. Everyone, thank you so, so much. I do hope you're all recovering post Turkey Day here in the States, and to all of you, I wanna, I see a couple of you I'm gonna get to next week. So thank you for coming in. And I feel so grateful all the time and appreciative of every one of you. And Jay Varvel, you, always, thank you for being my producer. And everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next at the top of the hour. And I'll see you guys next week. Stay warm, everybody.